Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Are you walking toward God or away from God? It's a very direct question. Because every single day, we choose to love God or not. We choose to walk away from God or walk toward God. I don't know if you can hear those birds. I do not have the window open. I think he's right outside the window. Anyway, back to God. Maybe that's God speaking through that bird. That's the thing that we should all be seeking, is a deeper relationship with God. And that is such a powerful statement that I just don't think many people can wrap their mind around. What does that even mean? How can I build a relationship with God? I can't see him. And in a lot of cases, many people can't hear him, feel him. They don't know what his voice is really like in their life. And that is so sad. It really is. It saddens me. Because I so very much want all of you to know exactly how God speaks to you. But I can't make you walk toward him. I think it's a true question of love. I wasn't going to read this, but I'm going to now. Let me get my glasses on here. I was sitting with the Alleluia this morning in prayer. Let me get to it here. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Let me reread that. Whoever loves me, Jesus says, will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. And it starts with love. Whoever loves me, if you love Jesus, then you'll keep his word. Keeping his word, doing his will, worshiping him, keeping him first and center in your life. And then Jesus will come, the Father and Jesus will come to you. So the question is, are you loving Jesus? Are you walking toward him? Are you taking that step to get to know him? Spending time in meditative mental prayer, or just spending time in prayer, period. And when I say prayer, I really don't mean vocal prayer. I don't. I have a feeling there are so many people who pray vocal prayer and then that's it. And they go about their day. Maybe they speak to Jesus here and there, but don't really invite him in, especially into the messy stuff, the tasks and the things that we don't want to do, the people that we're not that fond of. And we begin to live on our own. I'm still happy that people are praying and spending that time praying the rosary or the chaplet or whatever other devotions are out there. But the real deal is the mental meditation, the time that you just love God. You thank him for all of your blessings, your faith, your family, your material goods, etc., etc. And then you surrender them to him because they're not yours anyway. God gave all those to you. And then asking God to be with us and to help us love him more in our own lives and also in the way that we love other people. That's really, really what it's all about. So which direction are you going? Because you can't stand still. You can't keep doing the same thing. You should be expanding, diving deeper. There are 9 levels of prayer, 9, that, you know, climb up to this perfect union with God that we can possibly have here on earth, not in heaven. And the second level of prayer is mental prayer. And I mean, I'll throw a stat out here. I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong. I got to be pretty close. Like, I think, you know, 90 to 95% of the people don't even pray mental prayer. And the other groups are in the vocal prayer category. Well, where they will pray, but not truly sit with God for any extended length of time. Which direction are you going? It's the most important relationship you have ever is this relationship with God. And it's the one that so many people really don't put a lot of effort toward. And I just want to tell you, keep going toward him. Because the more you move toward him, the more he draws you near. So in the beginning, it might be like, oh man, I don't want to get up. I don't want to pray. And you may be fighting distractions and all of that. And you probably will fight giving up. This isn't working for me. I guess I'm not really supposed to be a contemplative Christian. Yes, you are. We're all called to this perfect union with God, to be saints. And we can't be saints and holy unless we have God in our lives in a big, big way. It's just a matter of starting. And if you don't know how, I can help. This is not meant to be a sales pitch. This is why I do what I do, so that I can help others deepen their relationship with God and the beautiful Catholic faith and all of these amazing sacramental graces that we have waiting for us. You can go to KendraVonEsch.com. Look at my video prayer course. You can even see a couple videos that will come to you in an email. 3 minutes a day. We walk together and we focus on one thing that day. And we walked together every day for 40 days. And what that will do is give you a routine if you do it, right? But if you committed to that 15 minutes every day and that 3-minute video and that theme, God's going to be in your life throughout that day because you're going to be paying attention to that theme. Each week builds on itself, and it's just a great way to get into that habit, because that's what we're trying to build here. A repetitive habit, but one that will grow into your own unique relationship with God. It'll take on its own spin. God will speak to you in different ways than he speaks to me. All I desire for all of you is to build that understanding and knowledge and have that wisdom, knowing that God is speaking to you and it's not you and it's not Satan. And to live in the Spirit, calling out to him all the time to come into your life, to help you live, breathe, speak, act, think. I'm telling you, you just walk toward him a little bit and he will draw you near. You will then crave that time. Wouldn't that be nice to crave Jesus instead of craving alcohol or craving food or craving some non-pure act or drugs? Craving time with God. How awesome is that? I craved it this morning. Our refrigerator went out last night, and I praise God we have a little smaller one. And I shoved everything in there, and this morning we ended up unplugging it and reset it, and it turned back on, which was awesome. I was thanking Jesus all morning long. But after I put all the food back and kind of got settled, I could not wait to get into prayer. I was like, okay, let's go. That is what I'm talking about. And it happens because you make those first steps. God will do the rest. And keep walking toward him. If you choose that this is the direction that you want to go, that you want to love God more, you want to know his voice in your life, then don't stop. No matter how difficult it is, you will be given that beautiful consolation and that grace in prayer, because God wants you to come back. So in the beginning, it's going to be hard, but he will keep you coming back. It's like the game of golf, for me at least. You keep, you know, knocking that ball, you get an eight, you get a snowman. That's what I call them, at least. You know, you have a bad couple of holes, but then all of a sudden you have a great shot, a great couple of holes. You hit a par, maybe you get a birdie, and it keeps you coming back. And that's kind of how God works with us in our prayer life. But he's not going to force himself on you. You do have to take the initiative. So in the description, I'll put the link to my prayer course, but I'm also going to put 2 free downloads that you can look at and pray on. One is about mental prayer, and the other one is just some basic prayers for those who aren't really sure how to pray but need things in certain categories. Maybe you're in a financial situation, or you've had a death in the family, or maybe you're addicted to something. There's 5 or 6 things in there that are direct prayers. There are saints that you can pray to that can help you. And there are also Bible verses for those particular situations. And those are free, ready, waiting to go. I pray that you choose today to walk toward Jesus. And I'm going to read it again because it's just so simple. This is John 14:23. I'm trying to read it without my glasses. That ain't happening. Okay. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. So go to God in prayer. Love him. Choose to walk toward him, and he will draw you near. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all so much. Oh, I do. I love walking with you every day. I hope you have a beautiful, loving, Jesus-filled day. Start now. There is no time like the present. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.